Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Be a man.
Experience!
Hey, who is me? Be a man?
Yeah.
You ready to preach? Preacher.
Yep.
How do you redeem yourself after your broad catches you cheating?
Buy her another fucking diamond.
It's not a world of men.
I want you to be a man.
You could just be a man in this one moment.
I gotta be a man.
Be a man.
It's be a man time.
Be a man.
Be a man.
Be a man.
Am I supposed to be a man?
Be a man.
Be a man.
Be a man.
Be a man.
You can act like a man.
Be a man.
Are you an irredeemable be a man? Like Hillary Clinton says.
What's the difference between redemption and vindication?
Ooh,
deep be a man.
Very, very similar. Very similar, right?
Vindicated, I think, means
you're set to scotch free.
Yeah. You're vindicated. You know, I redeem you. It means it implies that you've already been an asshole. You did something wrong. Mm. You did something wrong, so you redeemed yourself in some capacity. Whereas vindicated means like, oh, I didn't do it. And then it's proven that you did not do it. So you're not really redeemed, I guess. I don't know. It's a technicality.
Similar.
Right, but very similar. You know, there's too many words for similar things, isn't there?
Mm. No
what
shit.
What the fuck's up with that? You're looking at the thesaurus?
Yeah.
Go, what the fuck? You just complicate added 50 words that mean the same thing. Why do they do that?
Yeah, like why is lead and lead spelled exactly the same? Why?
Yeah, I can only remember so many fucking words. You got to add some more?
No shit.
But have you been, you ever redeemed yourself in the eyes of...
Yeah, I mean, how many broads have fucking said they'd never talk to us again?
And then
next thing you know, you're back with them or whatever, right?
Yeah.
Right?
But there's got to be, if there's heavy lifting in the art of redeeming yourself, like you really got to change and do stuff, you could be redeemed. But if you have a beef and you just bought flowers, that's not really being redeemed. When you go on the
worlds.
Path of redemption, you really got to like kind of dig in for the long haul and go, okay, I'm going to work on myself, honey.
Yeah.
I don't want this to end. I'm going to work on myself.
What you got to do is you got to do what women do.
Right?
Worry about yourself.
That's right.
Yeah. But if I'm going to like get sober and start seeing a therapist and all that stuff, like fucking like that should be me.
Yeah.
Do you really want to be the puppeteer? Like,
yeah,
fucking
you don't need
like
someone to point it out. You have to feel it yourself. Yeah,
exactly.
No, that's true.
You know, you could go to counseling.
Yeah.
Do you ever go to marriage counseling?
Never. I never would. Under any circumstances, I would not do so. Mm. If it got to that point, you might as well get fucking divorced.
Yeah.
That's my theory. I'm not going to go to a fucking counselor.
But that's the whole point, right? Is to try to redeem the marriage.
Yeah. How about this? You're the counselor sitting there with the wife go, her, she sucks. She caused everything.
Well,
that's what I would do right off the bat. That, go, her.
That's
going to
be what they say.
She's the problem.
From what I hear with these counselors is the counselor always seems to take someone's side.
Of course.
Both sides think, the man and the woman think they're for the other one. You know, so it's like, it's kind of a no-win situation for him.
How about this? You drive there together, you fucking beef. You beef in front of the fucking counselor. The ride home, you go, I can't believe you said that to the counselor.
Remember Tony Soprano?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I could never go to a fucker, ever.
That's going to be absolute hell. Like, fucking, like you said, you're beefing with the broad the whole time, and then you go and you sit down and talk to a fucking therapist about the beef, and then you beef even harder after.
See, the girls always want their cake and eat it.
Yeah.
In Carmella's instance.
Oh, yeah.
She's banging everything in sight, but she had a great life.
Well, yeah, she made a deal with the devil.
Yeah, so it's like...
For money, comfort, that's the fucking Faustian bargain, as they say, right?
Stability.
Stability.
The big house.
The big house.
The new car. Not working. Fucking whatever she wants.
That's why she's not a fully sympathetic character at all.
No.
Yeah.
She's also a piece of shit.
A little bit evil.
Just like the Clinton. Just like any kind of situation like that, right?
Best part about her was when she grabbed the machine gun out of the wall.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah. I mean, if the broad, you can't pin everything on the fucking guy. I mean, a lot of times you can, but some cases like that, right? Her is a good example. If it was so fucking bad, why didn't you leave then?
Mm.
Right?
Exactly.
Because it wasn't so bad.
Because I like the money, the car, the wealth, the fame.
Wasn't
okay
so
then,
bad.
You suck.
Yeah. But it's always the man that needs the redemption.
Yeah.
It's never fucking, oh yeah, you have to go and work on yourself and fucking, I'm going to kick you out of the house until you go and make changes. Could you imagine that happening?
How about you go to the fucking counselor for no good reason? She reveals your cross-dressing proclivities. No, Jesus Christ, I thought we weren't going to mention that. The fuck you bring that up for? Now that's out of the bag too, you bitch.
I mean, for a console to be effective, I would think you have to tell everything. 100% of everything. No. So they get the whole story.
Yeah.
Right?
A lot of people don't do that. No. They lie right to the bitter end.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you everything except for maybe 5 or 6 juicy tidbits. Mm. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you ever go to counseling before? Marriage counseling?
For myself?
Yeah. No, with the wife.
I think I went once. And
you tipped the desk over?
No, I think she... I was just like cool, calm, and collective. I think she went nuts.
Screaming?
And like sat screaming, hit the desk, and she was like looking at me and looking at her, and he's like...
You knew he was on your side right then and there?
Yeah.
Wink,
yeah,
wink.
I was just... Well, I kind of... I was a cocksucker, you know, in the marriage. Just, I was as to blame as her, but I just, in front of people, I just played cool, calm, and collective.
Yeah.
And I was just like being cool, and she just fucking wore a hat on her sleeve.
And then on the ride home, you fucking let her have it.
I think we took separate cars.
Oh, yeah. But met at the same house or no? Were you out of the house by then?
I don't remember.
I'll meet you back at the house after the counseling.
I'm not sure. Yeah, I'm not sure how that went down.
Would you like to go to marriage counseling to try to save this marriage? No. Thank you.
It is not worth being redeemed.
At that stage, it's pretty much over the way I look at things.
Yeah. I mean, if you're looking at the pile of rubble that used to be the fucking marriage,
right,
there's no redemption.
Yeah, we'll go talk to some fucking guy or lady on a couch.
Yeah, we'll start doing date nights.
Yeah.
We'll start going out and doing paint nights, and that's going to save the fact that we beat.
Game night.
Yeah.
Yeah, the magic words of the fucking counselor turned everything around, didn't he?
Every Friday for a half hour, we'll sit and talk to each other about our week.
Yeah.
How was your week, dear? I feel you're not listening to me.
Probably because I'm not.
I find that in a marriage, even now, you know. There's a lot of non-listening going on.
Oh, yeah.
And then you go,
you're not.
Right. But then you say to them, I told you that twice. No, you didn't.
Mm.
So then you're faced with, am I going fucking insane? Is she insane? Not listen, whatever. You go, I did tell you that. No, you did not. And you go, where the fuck do we go from here then?
Well, when you're with somebody for so long, I think you're kind of just half listening to each other. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're not like fully engaged.
You don't want to hear it.
Yeah, you don't want to hear it.
You kind of don't want to get bothered.
You're thinking about hockey or fucking football or something, right?
You're just thinking about something else.
Yeah. Thinking about Florida, the sun.
But like, speaking of redemption, look at Mike Tyson. You would think he'd be irredeemable, right? The most popular guy in the fucking world now.
Oh, he says he was framed.
Right? That's what they all say that, don't they?
I know. But, you know, I mean, hey, what he did was terrible, but what'd you go to the room for?
See?
I mean, what do you think's going to happen?
Right.
You think there's a chance that something might happen physically if you go up to a guy like his hotel room?
No.
I mean, she seems like a nice girl. She came across nice, but I mean, it's just...
But that's such an interesting...
Not that it made whatever he did right, but it's just like you put yourself in that position.
That's
a better
why
chance
he gets a
happen.
Little bit of the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Even though it's not right to do it under any circumstances. But there's a guy, why was he redeemed? You would think with his egregious, like rape, prison, biting people, punching people.
But yeah, biting
you'd
people.
You'd think he'd truly be fucking out
for
good.
He has a very charming side to him.
He does.
Yeah. He's dumb like a fox, too.
Yeah.
He's a very smart guy.
But how is it? What were the machinations that made him get fucking redeemed when others have done less and then not redeemed?
You know what I think part of it is the weed thing. That kind of changed. Yeah, he's just like the lovable
fucking
Xbox.
He's a guru of weed.
Yeah.
he still looks like he could get in the ring. You see him hitting the bag?
He looks pretty good.
He's still
good. Talking about him fighting Roy Jones Jr. again, right?
Yeah.
Didn't he?
Looks like he's down to about 5'5 in height, though, huh? He's
fucking
a little feller. I guess he was always kind of a little feller.
Yeah.
But he's looking real little now.
I mean, we met him in Vegas years ago at the Caesars Palace.
Yeah.
And he was, he knew my cousin. My cousin went to see him in prison when he played for the Colts and brought that up to him. He's going like this, like hitting his heart. But he was like mobbed by like, there's 100 people around him, like just because of who he was. He was just like...
Oh yeah, he's just like a beloved character now. Like he's got like a crazy tribal prison tattoo on his fucking face.
Only works for him.
It only works for
it's
him.
It's great on him. I'm gonna get one of those. You know, it doesn't work on you, man. Right?
I think being a man would look pretty good with a
tattoo.
Oh, you
look badass with a fucking tattoo.
You cover
like
my face, so it'd be an improvement.
But But that guy, man, he is an interesting character. His whole saga.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Gus D'Amato coming up, took him under his wing, and he's a student of the game.
He's a fucking actor now. He's this. He's that. He's a weed guy.
Oh yeah.
He's still fucking nuts, though. You see on YouTube. I mean, him snapping out on people.
Oh yeah. I love to watch his old YouTube stuff.
Oh yeah. When he was lady, really he goes, a fucking
I like
maniac.
To fornicate with women. They go, okay, that's enough. Cut. Turn off your fucking station. He yells. Yeah, that's a classic.
Yeah, he's had some good cuts.
Right.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
You would think, if that was you and me, you'd be fucking done.
Oh, yeah.
So you're gone. You'll never see the light of day again. Him? I don't know what it is.
Well, you know what I think part of it is, too, is that you look at all of those classic fucking knockouts.
Yeah.
You look at all those classic moments.
He was unbelievable.
He was fucking such a monster.
That's like, what, 30?
Short run, really.
Oh, yeah.
But, I mean, what was that, like mid-80s, right?
Yeah, yeah. Brief run, like, in many ways.
Almost 40 years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
How old is he now? Early 60s?
Is he in the 60s?
I mean, if that's almost 40
crazy
years ago, right?
Crazy bastard. How about Robert Downey Jr.? He fucking redeemed himself.
I saw him in Oppenheimer.
He was great in Oppenheimer.
Did you see Oppenheimer?
Yeah, I did. Yeah. He was really good. He redeemed himself, came off the fucking canvas, in the can, drugs.
A couple times.
Bit. Yeah.
He's been in and out. I mean, right? He's had a relapse, been in.
Yeah.
Out.
I think he's here to stay now.
Yeah.
It seems.
Well, I mean, Iron Man, it's fucking huge. It
just
turned him into, fucking the most beloved fucking.
How old are those movies, the Iron Man movies?
I mean, now probably about 10, 15 years.
Because he looks a lot older. Unless in Oppenheimer, they just made him look old.
Yeah, they probably did.
Yeah.
But he's got to be 60, right?
He's got to be a good solid 60, yeah. Yep. But he came back from hell, really.
Oh, yeah.
I think he even doubled with people of the same sex.
That's
what I heard. You know what I mean? So
didn't he die and they brought him back once?
I think they did with the fucking Narcan or something. Yeah, yeah. Or a mallet to the fucking head to revive.
Huh? Well, yeah, one of the hardest redemptions has to be, criminal.
Yeah.
Like, when you fucked up and fucking went to jail and fucking, did a 15-year fucking bid.
Trying to get a job.
Oof.
Everybody goes, see that guy? He's a convict. I'm sorry, sir. We're not hiring now. I just found out you were a convict.
Or the other good one is career criminal.
Which I respect.
Yeah.
As long as it's not violent or weird. Like, if say you're a B&E sexual story man, like a robber, like fucking De Niro in Heat.
I'm stealing from a bank, not the little guy.
Right. You're a professional. I get it.
Fucking people that scam fucking companies and fucking hack and fucking do all that shit. That's all fucking fair game. I love that.
How'd you like Heat?
I loved Heat. Back in the day.
De Niro kind of redeemed himself at the end of that movie.
Yeah.
In the head.
That's a redeemable. Yeah. Right.
Well, I mean, it's a classic movie. I can't believe they're doing a sequel.
They're doing
a
sequel.
They are.
Was it a prequel to the sequel? Or
yes. It's going to be a prequel with totally different actors.
Right.
Oh, it is. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
So why don't you just call it something else?
Okay. Yeah. Well, we can't use De Niro because he's dead.
But they call it fucking Meat.
Yeah.
Some guy goes around with his fucking salami.
I watched The Irishman for the second time.
Yeah, that's rough. That sucks. Yeah. I've watched it. I've seen
it. I saw it during COVID, and I saw it again, and I forget everything from the first time I watched it. I don't know if my brain's going.
Oh, I forget everything.
Yeah, I mean, but it's pretty interesting. It's a pretty, the second time I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
It was first time.
It's not
it was
bad.
It's like I did an hour a night, the first time I saw it.
Yeah.
Because I'm always falling asleep.
5 years to watch the movie.
Yeah. But it was pretty, it was pretty good.
It's not bad. I mean, it has a lot of good moments, but it was fucking draggy.
The Irishman redeemed himself at the end.
He did.
Tried to.
Well, that's a common theme in movies, redemption.
Yeah.
That's
the
a
redemption
big fucking
arc.
Subject, man. Go on forever.
Oh, yeah. All the fucking classic cowboy movies and shit. That was all.
Feel good stories. That's what people want to see.
Shawshank Redemption.
Yeah. Obviously. I mean,
right?
What was the Will Smith one that everybody loved?
Ooh.
The Pursuit of Happiness.
Oh, yeah. That one I did not watch.
What was that about?
Any movie with happiness in the title, I don't watch it.
It was based on a true story. I forget who's
was
the guy.
A down and out kind of guy, trying to get a job and shit?
Yeah, yeah.
He's homeless.
Yeah.
Well, Will Smith himself needs to redeem himself now.
No
he's
shit.
He's not redeemed
Why?
Yet, I don't think. Is he?
Because of the slap.
Oh.
You think he's redeemed?
No. They're not letting him...
They're blackballing him?
Yeah, they're blackballing him in the Oscars, so he can't win an award for right. I think it's like 10 years.
I know he couldn't go.
Yeah.
Oh, he can't win. They want to bring charges against him criminally or civilly. Yeah. Do it that way. Don't do it to right. the Oscars.
How about if you were in the crowd and you walked up to the fucking stage and slapped somebody in the face? What would they do to you?
Oh, you'd be in jail. Out in shackles.
Right. You'd be in fucking jail. Yeah. Where the fuck does he get the balls to get out of his seat, go up there and crack the fucking guy in the head?
No he took shit. It like a champ, though, didn't he?
He did. It's disappointing. I mean, he's a little guy.
He's a slap fight. He is a little guy.
It's too bad he didn't fucking duck and hit him with a fucking counterpunch. Should have been a fucking rumble. That would have been awesome.
I think he just
could have went that way.
I think he just went like high road, like fucking like, you know, I'm on camera, fucking, you know, I'm here fucking in the middle of this. I got to take the fucking high road. I think fucking he'd be looked at fucking like he was guilty. If he had some of his
boys in back that came out, then Will Smith had some of his boys. It could have got ugly. You see that all the time.
He skewered him in the fucking Netflix special, though.
Oh, yeah.
He did a nice job getting back with him there.
That was at the Wilbur.
That was pretty good, man.
Right? That was at the Wilbur.
Was it the Wilbur?
I think Rock's first show after all that was at the Wilbur.
Yeah, it was. He sliced and diced him fucking good with that.
And still does, too.
That was revenge instead of more redemption, right?
Yeah.
Be a man.
Experience! How about those guys? Yeah, I was out of prison for fucking 2 weeks. I robbed the bank. I'm back in.
What the fuck's wrong with you? I know, you get the over-under. They think it's, you know, there's cameras everywhere.
I'm more comfortable inside. That's it.
It's the 1920s.
Yeah, right. It's not like John Dillinger when the state police didn't communicate with each other. You go across fucking state, no phones, no nothing. You can survive for a while.
You see in the paper like 2 weeks after they've been there.
Yeah, right.
They're already long gone.
Yeah, they were calling in bank robberies with Morse code.
Instantly, you fucking...
Right.
It's all fucking amazing technology.
But Dillinger, that whole scene... Fucking more power to you, baby.
Yeah.
It's fucking depression. Fuck them.
Lady in the red dress.
Right. Oh, fucking see. She done him in. Mm. Right? She finked on the famous John Dillinger. How about when he got out of jail with the wooden gun? You believe that?
No.
I'm like, wait a minute. Was it soap?
What the fuck was it?
Wait, what was it?
John Dillinger, when he got out of prison.
He escaped from fucking jail. Like, five guys backed off.
I think it was soap and he shoe polished it or something.
Yeah, he fucking carved a gun out of soap, if you can believe this. Yeah. And the guys go like this, okay, all right, you got us. Let me out of here. And he fucking left.
Could have been half a bag job.
That's what I'm thinking, yeah, yeah. I think somebody got greased.
Yeah.
Like El Chapo. That kind of shit.
Mm.
The fuck out of here. You got to hold a piece of soap and go, okay. I see you got a gun in your hand. I'm not buying it.
How about like musicians and shit that will put out like tons of crappy albums and then they're actually able to fucking redeem themselves and come back?
Look at fucking Elvis with the 68 comeback special. when he came out with the black fucking leather.
Yeah.
Didn't last long.
There's a lot of actors who come back. Like John Travolta came back.
He came back.
Huge. He was like a nobody. A lot of actors have redeemed themselves.
Yeah. But Elvis came off the bad movies, 10 years of shitty movies, fucking lightweight. Nobody cared about him anymore.
Mm-hmm.
He reemerged with the fucking leather in that NBC special. He looked fucking handsome. He lost weight. Right. 2-3 years later, he was 250.
Dead. What was that, 68?
68 so comeback special.
76, he was dead, right?
70, yeah.
75.
Can you believe it? Yeah. He was a fucking stud in that special, man. He redeemed himself.
What a voice.
For a while.
Yeah.
You know? Who else did that? Travolta's a good one.
Who's unredeemable?
Ooh, Hitler?
Michael Jackson.
Yeah. Hitler. Yeah. Hitler, fucking Michael Jackson.
A lot of people don't jump on. A lot of people give Michael Jackson a pass.
Yeah.
You know,
they do.
Well, he was harmless in so many ways, but he had that perverted side to him.
Yeah.
Which I could never forgive.
No.
You know, I'll never defend him, but I'm not going to play Billie Jean at a fucking wedding when I'm DJing.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, it's like those songs are fucking so iconic.
Mm. Yeah.
That fucking, I'm not totally going to push him like off to the side. Same thing with R. Kelly. He did some fucking crazy shit. He made some great fucking music.
I don't even know R. Kelly's music. He's like a rap dude, right?
The fucking guy hiding in the closet. Remember that?
But he beat his wife or something?
He's a rapist. Serial rapist. Right?
Yeah, and he underage. He was grooming them. Yeah. He had like fucking, he was like human trafficking, like fucking broads that were like R. Kelly fans.
He had a chance to get out of it by fucking being normal for a little bit, right? He got off on a couple of things, but he just kept at it.
Yeah, and now he's in there forever.
$80 million in the fucking bank. Look where he is.
No shit. Right?
You believe that shit?
That's fucking like that? Crazy.
What good is it?
Is he back on the streets or what?
Oh, no. He'll never see the light of day again.
Oh, yeah.
He's finished.
He's crazy done. Man, right?
Yeah, he's fucking rape people.
When you have a documentary series that's on Hulu that's 8 episodes, and every single episode is just 30 seconds of a new person crying, you don't stand a chance.
Yeah, plus he held people in captivity to make it even worse.
Kidnapping.
So not just fucking that, but then they held him fucking captive.
Unredeemable.
Yeah, he's fucked.
Unredeemable.
But yeah, like the poor old fucking time, like convict, as we're mentioning,
mm-hmm.
especially back in the day. You know what I mean? A guy was just down on his luck, did a couple of bad things. Those guys couldn't get ahead coming out of jail.
No, because they were unhirable.
Unhirable. No one hired nobody him. Wanted to give him a
now
chance.
It's different now.
All the liberals, though, that's okay. You could work in my company. Where are they? Are they doing that?
No shit. They fucking rape your secretary.
I like those movies where the guy tries to be good, but he just can't.
Yeah.
He's bad to the bone.
Yeah, he just can't shake it.
Yeah, just fucking.
6 months, they hang in, and then they go, they go down the fucking tubes, revert to their old fucking methods.
Unredeemable.
Oh, yeah.
That's when you know it's just in the DNA. There's nothing that can be done for them.
Yep, and that's like part of the thing. Like, redemption's not for everyone. Not everyone can do it. Not everybody can come back from fucking, like, a shit situation. No.
How about the great Bob Marley song, Redemption Song? Pirate ships, they rabbi. You know that song?
Yeah.
That's fucking great.
Now his movie's coming out.
I fucking love Marley, man. Yeah. Ever seen a documentary on him? It's awesome.
No. I hate island music.
Do you? That's right. You don't like that.
I like the album cuts. I don't like the fucking let's get together. Like all that shit sucks. Yeah. Like all the shit that you see in a fucking sandal fucking commercial.
No, do you get
deep cuts? You like the deep cuts.
Oh, yeah.
Do you get shot in real life?
Yeah.
You've actually got shot?
Yeah, he was shot, yeah.
Is that how he died?
No. He had cancer. He had a thing in his foot that he ignored.
Yeah.
For about fucking 10 years. And they go, oh. You're fucked. Peter Tosh, a fellow band member, he was shot to death.
Oh, yeah.
Another fucking dude, right? Mm-hmm. Island guy did the duet with Mick Jagger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's tough to come back when your other band members are dead. Yeah. Yeah. Like Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Oh.
Yeah, I know it. Now, there's like one original one left now, I think, right? I saw them in concert. They sounded pretty good. Like
they have the brother who fucking looks and sounds just like the other brother.
Well, he was the lead singer 38 Special.
Deja vu with this subject right here.
Yeah, but he was the lead singer 38 Special.
That's right, yeah. The Van Zandts. Mm-hmm. No relation to Stephen Van Zandt.
Stephen Van Zandt was in The Irishman.
He's a real Italian, Stephen Van Zandt. He's 100% Italian.
Is he really?
That's his adopted name. Yeah, he's... He says the real mom and dad were Italianos.
Really?
And adopted by Mr. Van Zandt.
He played Jerry Vale.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
There was a lot of guys in that.
He lost a lot of weight, Van Zandt. Since handsome now.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I mean, you know.
How about the guy, Fennaro? He was in that.
He's in that?
He had a part in that.
Yeah, yeah. No,
all the guys from
see, the New York guys, they get the leg up. Right. You know what I mean?
Well, I'm not there. It's easy, right?
They can slip right in.
Yeah.
Me, the people out of town, they go, you're like not you part say, of the clique.
Boston's a one-horse town.
It really is.
Especially compared to New York.
No, I know.
A lot of opportunity out there.
Oh, I used to go and do it, but now I don't want to go there. I hate it. I don't want no part of it. You know what I mean? Fuck them. I will deny them my talent.
You'll
not
denied.
See me in any movies. That's your punishment.
Well, I mean, it's a stage, right?
I don't care.
Yeah. It's like
just looking out for myself.
Look out for yourself. Be a man.
How about people that seek redemption in the eyes of God?
Yeah,
very, very
I don't know
easy.
About
very
that.
Easy. They make themselves feel good about themselves.
Yeah,
you know.
I guess
all
so.
Of a sudden they become religious.
It's like a drug of choice for them in a way, right?
Yeah,
I'm going
see a
to
lot
pray.
Of, a lot of people that have dependency problems turn religious.
Yeah,
you know, if it helps them get through, I'm all for it.
Do you believe in God and the hereafter?
I do. I believe in God.
Yeah.
I don't believe in these different religions, you know, because it's all business.
You believe in just Catholic, right? How about the Muslims? I used to say that to the mother-in-laws because they're from a different generation. Mm. Well, if you don't believe in Christ and this and that, you're not going to heaven. I go, bullshit. Her fucking kid doesn't have any say in what the parents instill in him or don't instill in him.
What about the Hindus?
Right.
Yeah. And the Muslims.
Listen.
Yeah.
But when you're on that deathbed, might as well convert your life to Jesus, just in case it's all real.
Yeah, I mean,
might as well. There's a higher being, let's face it. It's got to be.
I don't think he's involved, though. Mm. He's up there. Or yeah, some energy field, but you know something? I don't think there's any direct
hand. I think
he kind
of lets the chips fall where the chips fall down.
Yeah. You get hit by a bus, you get hit by a bus.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
He's not going to go, oh, I'll be a man just stepped on a curb. Let me fucking make that bus swerve. Exactly. That doesn't happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can fucking lead the horse to water, but you can't make him drink, you know?
No.
Not to be a fucking downer, but how about the fucking Holocaust? When they're all being ushered into the fucking showers? Ooh. The mother's begging, please, to God and Jesus or whatever? Guess what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't happen.
Yeah.
Right, so...
But they don't believe... They believe in God, but they don't believe in Jesus, right, Jewish people?
Right.
I mean... Terrible, terrible stuff.
But that's tough when you're praying in the moment and fucking, you know, I hope that the fucking guy next to me doesn't get his head blown off by a fucking M9 rifle.
Right.
Bang. It just happens.
Well, these people who say, there, but for the grace of God, I go, I don't like that. Are you saying that God likes you more? You let that guy get hit by a fucking train, but you survived because he gave you grace? He spared you personally? Why? You're a piece of shit.
Yeah, it's whatever these people need to get them through the day.
Right.
Seems right.
You know what term I never understood was God-fearing man?
Oh, yeah.
Like how that's supposed to be looked at as a good thing? Like, that sounds horrible to me.
It does sound horrible.
It does. Like,
but it's just like he's afraid to fuck up because he's afraid what God's going to do to him.
Those same guys whip their kids with a fucking belt.
I'm going to put the fear of God into you, boy.
Were your parents good Catholics?
Fine.
Yeah.
No.
Religious?
My father, a little bit toward, like, you know. He talk about it, but he didn't. No, I would say no.
Yeah. My parents both devout Catholics.
Really?
Yeah.
I find it to be honestly a big waste of fucking time, the whole thing.
Looking back on it, you know, going back to the 40s or whatever, maybe I have a different attitude.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
But now it's like seeing all the shit that happened with the priests, raping the kids and all that stuff.
But the weird thing is, things aren't necessarily better now. When people did believe in God, whether it was kind of a ridiculous level or whatever, things were better. Society was more cohesive.
Yeah.
Because people thought there was a God, right?
Better morals back then.
Yeah. Now, forget about it.
Yeah. All bets are off.
So I don't know. You know, all I know is when I pray to God, I never get an answer. But I ask Google, I get a fucking answer in 1 second. Say Google.
Google and YouTube. Key to life.
What about it? Boom. There's an answer. God. Hello? God. You listen. Nothing.
How about trying to redeem your good name? when you just...
Because you have a bad name, so you have to redeem it.
I never had much luck with that.
You fuck up, you're trying to make good.
You know, yeah, my situation.
Clean up your gambling debts.
Mm. You know, in certain circles in my world, I'm irredeemable.
Yeah? Irredeemable.
Yep. I'm a fucking double class A felon to something. They don't give a fuck what I do.
Mm-hmm.
But you know something? Whatever. I gotta go on. Well, how about the guy? Like, what, best friends? He worked for the company for years, stole all our money.
Yeah.
We liked Bill. He was at all the cookouts. He was godfather to my second child. And then he stole all our money, the prick.
Yeah.
How about that guy? He goes, yeah, but I was on drugs. I was going through a hard time. I'm sorry. Do you believe him?
Oh, yeah.
Would you believe him, be a man?
No, he's weak.
Would you say you're nothing?
All druggies lie.
Look at fucking Al and the Godfather. You're nothing to me now, Fredo. You're not a friend. You're not a brother. He said he was done with him. He fucking wanted
him. He was done with him.
There was no part for him to come back. He couldn't come back.
He was a total fuck up.
Yeah, Fredo. You think Al did the right thing by offing his own brother?
He should have did himself.
He's a liability?
Yeah. I mean, I remember the first time I saw the movie. I thought he kind of redeemed himself at the end. I wasn't expecting him to get whacked.
Right.
I thought maybe he was coming around.
I didn't like that.
Yeah. You didn't like when he killed him?
No.
Yeah.
I'm still troubled to this day.
He looks it.
Yeah.
I mean... I thought the way things were, he seemed to be neutralized and under control at that point. He was feeble.
Being a good family man.
He was in a fucking
man.
Boat praying or whatever the fuck he was doing. Seemed harmless enough.
Yeah.
Right? Couldn't he let it go? Say, you fucking betrayed me years ago, but now you're a feeble prick. All right. You're not going to do anything more. You're in the house now.
He turns it around.
But no.
Yeah, that's one of the hardest things to redeem is trust.
Oh, yeah.
That's a big one.
I've never had much luck with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What, trusting
trust
other people
anyone.
Or redeeming?
DTA, don't trust anyone.
I mean, I've changed, but you're not, doesn't mean you're forgiven by the people you've wronged.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can say, I really have. They go, yeah, well, good for you, but get the fuck out of here. Right?
Well, Clint Eastwood and Unforgiven.
Oh.
He was redeemed.
Yeah. And he was a killer. But yeah. You're rooting for him, right?
Yeah.
That's a case where the killer is better than the fucking guys he was killing.
Oh, yeah.
Because they suck.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Pieces of shit.
And that's all, like, every superhero movie is that right. redemption arc.
The anti-hero.
Oh, yeah.
It always builds up. They do a slow boil, and it builds up right. to the end.
Do you like being the anti-hero, walking around the streets, skulking around?
Skulking around.
Looking all fucking sketchy and all fucking weird and shit.
I'm the hero, man. Now, nowadays, I'm the hero.
And then you fucking emerge as the hero. You know what I mean? I like that fucking arc.
I hate
skulkers.
Skulk, I know. What's up with skulking?
Yeah, a lot of skulkers.
What is that?
Out there.
Like people that fucking look shady when they're fucking creeping around?
Yeah, they're like, oh,
say, what
fucking,
are you doing? They're like a bad
like
clown.
Like if someone was in here and they were fucking like looking at the equipment and looking around and shit.
And look at us with a hairy eyeball and go, what are you doing over there?
Yeah, I do not fucking endorse skulking of any kind.
Yeah, you can always pick out a skulker.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you stand up.
That's right. I guess that's somebody that's walking around oddly, looking at you and in the way. Go, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Skulking around.
I've been known to skulk accidentally.
Right, yeah, right.
I think everyone does if they see something that's new or they're curious about or whatever.
You're kind of in the way a little bit.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Well, if you see something weird in the grocery store, you go, I'm going to fucking circle back and walk past that person again, get a better look, what's going on here? That's kind
of
skulky.
A lot of chronic skulkers out there.
Yeah, how about skulking? You know what I don't like? I mean, I fucking don't like it. My mother called it gawking.
She's gawking. Yeah, gawking.
Like people that look at you. Like the other day, I do it on purpose. I'll go in a store, right? Okay, you glance at the person walking toward you or whatever. They're in your field of vision. But I don't make a habit to fucking fixate on their face.
Yeah.
But you notice a lot of people that'll stare at you for like 5-6 seconds. And go, you'll say, what the fuck is wrong?
I know who you are.
Not even that. Right? They have their mouth. They're usually slack-jawed.
Yeah.
Maybe they're half fucked up.
And
they're
drooling.
I feel like I always end up doing that to people, like, because I think that I know them, or I think that it's somebody else, and then I'm just sitting there looking at them, and they're like, what the fuck are you looking at, dude?
Usually I mumble, I go, you like to stare at people, huh, as I walk past them, I go, what the fuck are you looking at, pal? I'll make a comment on my breath.
Fucking,
I
love Gigi and Sopranos.
If they like what you say, oh, okay, then. You're all right. I thought you were a weirdo first.
Be a man. Experience!
Well, there you have it. Be a man.
I hope you enjoyed the
Be a Man Experience.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, didn't see that coming, and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.